Lenny Solomon, what inspires you?
What inspires me in general?
In general, in music, however you want to answer.
So what inspires me is when I hear great music with great rhythm, with great chords, great melody, and great harmony. What inspires me is the concept of being able to teach Jewish values and Judaism through that music and making people feel good about their Judaism. It inspires me to keep going. It inspires me that I've had a 31-year career and that I've produced 37 albums and 495 songs and performed 2,000 times over a span of this 30 years, and being, you know, this musical, informal Jewish music educator inspires me.
Great. Any role models you could talk about, either Jewish role models or music, people who've who've influenced you?
Yeah. In secular music, my role model, not my role model, but my musical heroes were Billy Joel and the Beatles, music of the 70s and the 80s. In Jewish music, they were the Diaspora Yeshiva Band. They were Ruach, the band Ruach. In parody music, my heroes were Tom Lehrer, Alan Sherman, and Weird Al Yankovic. In Jewish parodies, my heroes were Country Yossi and the Shtiebel Hoppers and the Records of Rejects.
Great. Can you tell us a bit about how Schlockrock was made, developed, how you came up with it?
Yeah. And I from 1981 to 1988, I played pretty much every weekend for NCSY across the United States, from New York to Canada to Central, East, Southern region, Seaboard region, Jersey region, all the different regions, and Midwest. And what happens was that I would watch one of the advisors get up and entertain the kids using song parodies, they called it shtick. And I decided that I could write some of that. So I started writing my own parodies, and in 1985, I had around 12 or 13 of them. I went into the studio, and I recorded Learning is Good. That was the first album that came out in 1986. I called the band Schlock Rock because schlock in Yiddish means secondhand or used. So the music became used. The words were new. The words were new and the music was secondhand. And that's how I came up with Schlock Rock. And then God did the rest because I didn't have an advertising budget and the phone just rang off the hook. And by 1987, we started performing, and by 1988, it was a full-time living. And I did 100 shows a year from 1988 to 1996. I made Aliyah with my wife, and then we had two kids. Now we have four kids, and thank God. And we made Aliyah in 1996. And since 1996, I go back and forth six times a year for a total of 3 to 4 months, and I'm away from my family. But I tour, and I do up to 70 shows a year, and it's been a great, great experience.
Great. What's your favorite Schlock Rock song, and why?
There is no favorite Schlock Rock song. There are 495. They all have a special place for me. When you write your own Schlock Rock song, you don't say, this is my favorite. There are some that I'm excessively proud of, some that I love the lyrical stuff that I did. I also love my original music. For every parody album, there's an original album. So I've written around 150 to 200 parodies. I don't know the exact number. And I've written around 150 to 200 original songs. And then there's another 125 children's songs. So, which I'm proud of as well. There are 6 children's albums, 14 original albums, 14 parody albums, and 3 greatest hits compilations. So between those 37 albums, I don't have a favorite. I like to think that my latest album is always my best album because I think I get better and better. Because if you don't think that, then you're not getting better, you're getting worse. So I don't really have a favorite Schlock Rock song, but I love them all.
So we have fans coming to the concert. Some are new fans, our students. Some are fans of 30 years. Do you have anything to say to your fans?
I just say that it's been great playing for you guys. I love it that you're there. To the new fans, I would tell you that there is a world of Jewish music that you can, there's a world of Jewish music that is open there to you, not only Schlock Rock, but other groups as well. But in Schlock Rock, there's so much stuff, and I would encourage you all to get the entire digital series. You could buy the entire digital license on my website and have access to all 37 albums and go through them one album a week. And it's just so much fun, and it'll make you feel great.
Great. Now, I noticed you had a CD called Lenny and the Schlockers. That just fun? Does Schlocker mean anything?
No, Schlockers were the guys in the band. They were the Schlockers, and I was the king of Schlock. That album came out in 1990. It had on it Yo-Yo-Yo Yarmulke. It had on it Am Yisrael Chai. There were a number of hits on that album, and we called it Lenny and the Schlockers. I'm not really even sure why that was the title, but it was actually, it happened to be an all-original album, but a lot of people, you know, are not sure because it's really, really grouped in with the parodies, but it's actually all original, mostly English and some Hebrew songs.
What was your biggest challenge with Schlock Rock?
I think my biggest challenge in the beginning was just keeping going, because when you put out something to the public, some people criticize it, and you have to have a thick skin, and you have to be able to keep moving forward, and you have to not worry about people that might not like what you're doing. That would probably be my biggest challenge. But the truth is, it was a minimal challenge because it was just so much fun. And I toured the world, and, you know, I've been to South Africa 9 times, and Australia 8 times, and England dozens of times, and Canada dozens of times, and all 50 U.S. states, and Mexico City, and of course, I live in Israel. I performed in Israel many times. So the challenge was minimal. Then as the Schlock Rock grew, the challenge became becoming wittier and wittier, because you can't just rely on your old stuff. You have to get better and better, and I think that we did, and I think that our parodies did, and I think that our original music was better and better, and I think those would be my two challenges over the last 30 years.
So you started Schlock Rock fairly young. As you've gotten older, has your vision of music changed?
No, it really hasn't. My vision of music is rhythmic flow, melody, great harmonies, and a great groove. It's what people need to hear, and it makes people feel good. And it could be that developed over the years. But I'm not a proponent of slow songs. There aren't a lot of slow songs on my albums. You know, for every 10 songs, I'd say 2 of them are slow and 8 of them are medium to fast. So I enjoy that would be my idea of Jewish, of all music, not only Jewish, but I like the groove and the rhythm and a good melody, great chordal structure. You know, I'm speaking now as a music theory person, and that really hasn't changed.
What was your craziest concert?
We played the Maccabi ceremonies at the Baltimore Civic Center for 24,000 people. That was our biggest concert and craziest. We played Wembley in England for 1,500 people, sold out. A fantastic show. There's been a lot of them. But those are the two that come to mind. Trying to think. You know, there's been a lot of times that we played for more than 10,000 people. What I love is when the kids and the adults go crazy in terms of they get off their feet, they get up off their chairs, and they participate. Remember, music is the manipulation of energy. So when you're throwing energy out to the crowd and they give it back to you, that makes a fantastic music experience.
Anything to share about making Aliyah?
Just that it's the place for every Jew. Israel's a place for every Jew, and it should be in everybody's, if not short-term, long-term goals to end up living there. I've lived there for 20 years. It's fantastic, and I have no regrets. I love living in Israel in Beit Shemesh, and you know, I always encourage my fans to think about Aliyah.
So coming to Silver Spring, we've also just had an election, so Washington, D.C. is changing. Is there anything that you could share with us about Silver Spring or the D.C. area, Baltimore, that might be of interest? Any concerts you've done in the past? Or...
Well, I have a lot of great memories from Silver Spring in general, because the development of schlock rock took place a lot in the Atlantic Seaboard region. So I've played lots of Shabbaton there. And in the old days of Rabbi Yitzhak Lowenbrown was the regional director, and I did Shabbaton in Silver Spring at both of the shuls there at Kemp Mill and at, I can't remember the other shul title. Maybe it was Rabbi Kranz is the second one. Was Rabbi anyway? Whatever, not relevant. But I have a lot of friends in Silver Spring. I have a lot of good long relationships there, and I love playing. I've played the Berman Hebrew Academy many times. I've played the Charles Smith School a bunch of times, and it's great to be coming to the LBJA. I mean, it's great. It's my first time, and we're very excited about it, and we're very excited to bring our music to new listeners and to old listeners alike.
Can you tell us about your current tour?
My current tour is 14 shows in 26 days. It's starting off in Florida. I'll be in Dallas. I'll be in Detroit, in Columbus, in Dayton. I'll be in Stamford, Connecticut. I'll be at a telethon in Long Island. I'm going to be in Richmond, Virginia. Of course, Silver Spring. I'm going to be in Queens, Manhattan, Lincoln Square Synagogue in Manhattan, Highland Park, New Jersey. And it's a whirlwind. Hanukkah is always a whirlwind.
So it's
great.
Schlock rock, I think I have two more questions. Schlock rock seems to have a large element of parody. Can you tell me more about parody and schlock rock?
Well, the idea of schlock rock uses parody to teach Jewish values. I mean, obviously half of the music is original as well, but schlock rock arose because of the parody. I mean, the 15 songs or these 13 songs that I started out with, Born in the USA, Making Aliyah Today, A Barbanel, Aliyah I Wanna Be, Learning is Good from the Learning is Good album, Old Time Torah School, they all were parody songs. So, you know, and it's all based on instant gratification where people know the original song and now so they have new lyrics to sing. And they sing the new lyrics. So parody is an essential part of schlock rock, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Schlock rock seems to be a band that's inclusive of all Jews. Can you comment on that?
Yes. I pride myself on the fact that we have played every denomination. We've played Reform, we've played Conservative, we've played Orthodox, we do JCCs, we do religious schools, we do yeshiva day schools, we do, any type of function that's necessary, because the key really is that the Jewish people need to all come together as one. That's what it's all about, unity, about Jewish unity, to unite all Jews. And that's what I think schlock rock does. It crosses all barriers. And I just got a call the other day from a lady who grew up, and we came to their Reform temple in Port Washington, and she gets on the phone and she starts singing one of my songs. She says she's been listening since 1994 when we came there. So, you know, I pride myself on the fact that we all Jews are important. We have to play to everybody.
Okay. Lenny, it's been wonderful. Any closing remarks?
Just that I look forward to seeing everybody at the show and talking to everybody, and everybody should have a great Hanukkah.